Blog Talk Radio.
To you on every other Friday at 2:30, and we take about an hour and talk about the hottest sports topics that occurred during the week. I'm so excited to have an opportunity. This is a Smith Way production, so we get a chance to use this vessel to get the word out. We're done through Blog Talk Radio, and the call-in number for Blog Talk Radio is 347-857-4192. Or we'll go to the web link if you just want to hear the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Smith Wave Production. And if you're interested in contacting us by email, you can go to balling.at gmail.com, talkingsportsplus@gmail.com, or Lorenza D. Smith ballingdrop5@gmail.com. And if you're interested in tweeting the show, you can go to @ballingdrop, @talkingsportsplus1, and you can be a part of it. Now, we also have a YouTube channel that we have called the Smithway Production. You can check us out that way as well. But we're being broadcast four different ways this afternoon. We have Blog Talk Radio. I just gave you the information. So I do want you to be a major part of it by calling in. And when you do call in, if you have something you want to share with, just press 1 on your dial, and I will take the opportunity to identify you with the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give us your name, your location, if you choose, and offer your comments, questions, as well as your expertise. So it's so exciting. As I say, Blog Talk Radio is one way we're being broadcast. We're broadcast through Twitter as well, and that's the Smith Way Production. We're being checked out that way. You can go to Twitter and check us out that way right there. Or if you want to go to Facebook, that's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Or either you can go to Instagram, which is Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. I try to post that on Facebook so everybody can kind of get an idea exactly, but I'm just giving you ways to connect with us and be a part of the show. We have an awesome show planned for tonight, planned today, and it's titled For the Love of Championship Sports. We're talking about championship football, championship basketball. We talk about all the sports. Now, our biggest focus is on the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we definitely want you to be a part of this. If you labored at a historical black college or university, or a PWI, whatever you choose, a predominantly white institution, or historical black college or university, we want you to be a part of it. I see people slowly joining me on Facebook, and I thank you very much, as well as on the other channels as well. Now, we're going to talk about For the Love of Championship Football. That's our title, and we got several topics we're going to focus on this afternoon. Before we move forward, I want to give a shout out because I had a chance to visit this business establishment today around about 1 o'clock. To give a shout out to Ms. Rita Green. She has opened her doors, the House of Greek, located at 2001 Mulberry Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106. Then we also, if you want to call her, you can call her at 334-593-2738, or go to their email, which is houseofgreekllc@gmail.com. So check them out. It's an awesome place. I've been by there. You know, some very unique Greek apparel she have there. She definitely have it for the nine. And I'm getting calls in here. So what I try to make sure I do, I try to honor everybody that's trying to call me. But when you're calling me and we're live, I just address you like you need to be addressed. So just keep in mind, but don't answer your calls, boss. I am live, and each one of my vehicles or each one of my items that I use to broadcast, I need everyone of my cell phones, I need everyone of my iPads, and laptops as well. So check about the House of Greek, located on 2001 Mulberry Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106, and the owner is Rita F. Green. Check her out. And if you want to call, 334-593-2738. Awesome apparel. The Divine Nine have awesome things. Go in there and check her out. Purchase some things. Then if you want to offer some suggestion about some things that can be added, do that. That's what she's about. She's here to serve the community. All right, let's move forward with the Coach's Corner is what we always do. We take time to focus on some hot topics. And one of the hottest topics that occurred this first part of the week is dealing with LeBron James. If you remember last week, there was a tweet that came out from the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, and he was talking about the people in China and they should be more pro-democracy, and he was making a statement, an anti-democratic individuals over there in China, and Hong Kong was upset. And we had our professional players over there that was doing a tour in China. And LeBron James made a statement, and he's been they blasting LeBron, calling him a sellout, because when he came on, he felt like doing this tweet. He could have done that tweet a week later. Here we are over here risking our lives, even though we're going to put on entertainment for the people in China. But you never know when you out your soul what can happen. So his statement, and I follow up and I support him. And some people disagree, say he was uninformed. I thought he shared his point about the tweet going out. It's not, you know, everybody have their opinion. My opinion is the tweet put those individuals, those organizations in danger. Because when you're in another country, they can't protect you like we're pretty much supposed to be able to do in our own country. So he was just saying, you put us in harm's way by coming out with that tweet, and you was kind of misinforming what you was doing, because regardless what they're doing over there, I want us to have an open mind worldly, but let's keep in mind that we can't correct everybody else. We got to work to our correcting our culture and what's going on in our culture, then we can move to our correcting our country. So one of the things that I had a problem with was several of the talking heads and pundits calling him a sellout. Now, what they wanted him to say, and we always can say what we want somebody else to say, but at the time, you felt like, if my life is going to be in danger, I'm letting you know, don't tweet stuff out like that. And you sitting back over here in the United States doing that. So, LeBron James, I agree with him 100%. People don't ask your point of view. If you are not satisfied with what I'm saying and you want to disagree, call in 347-857-4192. Hey, I'm taking a stance on it because he's not a sellout. LeBron has spoke well and represented our culture, representing what he thought of his feelings on political views and challenging the president at times. So not just because he made that statement and felt like he had to say something that you want him to say, because, yeah, we live in a country of democracy, and I'm happy we do have an opportunity to do that. But we have people that situation, I always about that keyboard. That keyboard can get you in a whole lot of trouble. Be careful what you tweet out. If you're in a position that everybody's going to be looking at your tweet, waiting for it to come out, they're going to be sharing it. And I have a problem, whatever I'm saying and whatever I tweet it through, you put it on there, because I want you. I want you to come on my show. I want you to challenge me. I have 7 shows. I'm so proud and blessed to have 7 shows. On Monday night, we have Talking Real to You. We have 2 shows, one at 7 o'clock, one at 8 o'clock. We just talk about plain old life issues. That one of the issues talk about it on Tuesday night, which is the other Tuesday. Basically, our show dealing with the past Tuesday. And I'm so glad that we had a chance to talk about some of the issues that's dealing with relationship. You know, when should I tell that person, my mate, that I love you? That's what our main topic. We're going to come back with part 2, and that's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. That's the Dr. Lowe Show. Then on Wednesday, we have Talking Sports Club. We have 2 shows. We have a preview show at 7 o'clock, and we have a show at 8 o'clock, and that's the primetime show. And we was talking about some of the topics we were sharing today. Now, the main focus of that show on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, is we focus on historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we just focus on all of these areas. We talk about the high school. We talk about a lot of those things. We're dealing with athletics in this part of the country. All right, and then on Thursday night, we have the Minister Shannon Show. That's once a month, and we try our attempts to do it on the 4th Thursday of each month. And you can check them out. The show is hosted by Minister Shannon, Mistress Shannon, Henry's People, co-host Elder Kendall McKnight, and it's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, and today on Friday, we have Balling with the Docs. We try to get the word out. We want you to be a part of it. 7 people have the reach across, and I want to let you know I see you on Facebook, and I appreciate you joining us. All right, as I said, I had a problem. We wanted to kind of address that, you know, with the demonstration going on in Hong Kong and what was said and tweeted out by Daryl Morey. And then LeBron come back, you know, was he wrong? Some people think he was wrong. I just stated, I don't think he was wrong, but your opinion may be different. So you can be a part of it, 347-857-4192. You're on Facebook, all you do is type in your comments. It's okay. We want to see your comments, and I'll read your comments out if you don't want to call in. Now, when you call in, and the number I just gave to you, that's press 1. I identify your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give your name, location, and then join the conversation with your comments, your questions, or expertise. So I really think LeBron was okay in saying what he had to say. We hold our public figures to a high standard, and he offered his opinion, and we can say he was misinformed, we can say he was not right, but we also need to address the person that created the problem with the tweet, Daryl Morey. And even the country of China, I was watching some of the talking heads and pundits this morning talking about he needs to be fired, but you know, the owner says he's not going to fire him, and Adam Silver said he's not going to do anything to push for that, because yes, we stand for democracy in this country. We have a lot of goals on this country, and a lot has been said. A lot of those have not said anything about what's going on in this country. Murray, Adam Silver, whoever it may be, but LeBron has spoken up and he challenged the president in what he's saying. So LeBron, I'm gonna hold him there at the top. He's a public figure and he's speaking. Sometimes when we get in positions like that as professional athletes, we want them to say everything about the issues, and when they do not say it the way we want to say it, we want to just lambast them. We want to cut them down. We're not going to do that. We're going to applaud LeBron for sharing his point of view. Now, if you're not happy with what he said, that's fine with me, but you can share with me by calling in or either going to either one of the mechanisms we have here, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Blog Talk Radio. All right, the next thing we're going to kind of look at, we want to focus on when we're doing our coaching series. We always try to focus on the Power Five as well on Friday and look at the conference and the predictions dealing with the Power Five conference championship. Now, if you're not an advocate football fan or understand that, let me just call out those conferences that fit to Power Five. And then you have the Group of Five, then you have the FCS, and then you have the Division II, Division III, NAIA. Those are all the divisions dealing with the athletics at the college level. And the Power Fives consist of the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference. You have the PAC, and I kind of turned my mic off, and mic a little loud. You have the PAC-10, which is, PAC-12, which is the Pacific Athletic Conference out on in California, Oregon, over there, those teams that make up that. Then you have the Big 12. We can call it the Big 12, and that's pretty much with Oklahoma, Texas, and Oklahoma State, many other teams that make up that Power Five. Then you have the Big 10, where you have Ohio State. Everybody familiar with them because they're in top rankings, familiar with Michigan, familiar with Penn State. Those are teams that's at the top of the conference. Wisconsin, they're competing at a high level. And we can step back to the SEC, which is, you know, the Alabama, the Auburn, the LSU, the Georgia, the Mississippi State. Then you got the ACC, which is Clemson, who's a reigning national champion. And we want to make prediction. And there are some other teams from the state. You have Wake Forest. You have North Carolina. You have many other teams. Also, Notre Dame plays a six-game schedule dealing with the ACC. They're not in football, but they're in every other part of their sports and their level programs at Notre Dame. All right, let's look at some predictions. And we're looking at a way too early poll and prediction of some of the conference champions. And some of the conference champions, as we see it, you have predicted in the Southeastern Conference, we believe it will be the University of Alabama, which will vault them into the playoff. In the ACC, will be Clemson, which will vault them into the playoff. In the Big Ten, our prediction is Ohio State. They'll win that conference, and that'll put them in the playoff. Only four teams can go in there now. And then you have the Big 12, and we believe Oklahoma will win that conference championship, and they'll be in the championship. And then the Pac-10, Oregon is going to win, but they're going to be left out. That first game against Auburn was a real important game for them to win. They didn't win, so it keeps them out. Now, if those other teams we predict have one loss as conference championship, that'll put Oregon back in the picture, which is a Pac-12. But right now, we don't see those teams in the Pac-10 or Pac-12 making it. You know, I think about the Pac-10, but it's the Pac-12 making it. So we'll look at those other four major Power Five conferences making it, and we'll call out at SEC. We believe Alabama will win that conference championship, ACC Clemson. This is our way too early prediction. Things can change. Then that's the ACC Clemson. The Big Ten, we believe Ohio State will win it. And then the Big 12, we say that Oklahoma. So those are 14 at this point predicted to be in the final four in the college football playoff. Now, we'll come back later on and make a prediction dealing with that. But those are the four teams, and with the Pac-12 possibly slipping in there unless if one of those teams lose. And I got some people on here, and I'm trying to let you know I'm trying to hit you and do appreciate you joining us. We just got to move forward with that. So those are our way too early predictions for the Power Five Conference Champions, as well as the college football playoff picture. So we named the college football playoff picture would be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. Now, if Alabama lose to LSU, then we'll look at a different picture. But it's a tough schedule because Alabama, as well as LSU, who's ranked number one, we're going to talk about the coaches' poll that was released on Monday. The top five, you have Alabama still ranked number one with 32 of the possible vote. We got LSU had moved up to rank number two, got 15 of the possible votes. And then we have Clemson ranked number three, Ohio State ranked number four, and Oklahoma ranked number five. So there's a clash coming up on November 9th between the University of Alabama and Louisiana State University. LSU, it'll be in Tuscaloosa. It will be another game of the century. Whoever win that game will be in pretty good shape unless they lose a game before then. If you look at their schedules, you can draw your own conclusion from it, but I'll say right now, Alabama, that's going to be a tough one, a big challenge. If they win that game, they'll move forth to Auburn, would be the next major game. And if they win those two, they will automatically take on Georgia, either Florida, in the championship game for the SEC. So we look forward to seeing that. So it's going to be a good game on November 9th in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, between number one, Alabama, and number two, LSU. So we'll look forward to see who's going to win that, and whoever wins will kind of clear the pitch up a whole lot that you still have the SEC championship game coming up. All right, next thing we want to move to, we're going to talk about the Heisman. But before we do that, I have to pay a few bills. We're going to do that. I got some people joining me. I want to get over here and wave at them and say thank you for joining. This is a place in Montgomery, Alabama, that asking for some we'd like to give them a shout out. You know, it's party time at Brian's Wing, located at 3133 Montgomery. It's every Tuesday and Friday night. It's the big party because we have DJ Big Fox. He'll be playing from 7 to 12. Make sure you're there on this Friday night, which is tonight. Get there early because the seating and parking is limited, but it's no cover charge. Get the best wings in Montgomery. Again, that's Brian's Wing. Got the live DJ Big Fox. Big Ox will be there from 7 to 12. And if you want to come there and have an awesome time, this is in Montgomery, Alabama. It's 3133 Bell Road, Montgomery, Alabama. And if you want to contact Big Ox and maybe book him for your wedding, for your party, his number is 334-201-0767. Again, 334-201-0767. That's party time at Brian's Wing. So check it out tonight from 7 to 12. DJ Big Ox will be on doing the ones and the twos, like they call it, making it do what they do. All right, let's move forward to the Heisman. And we want to talk about where we are with the Heisman and who look like they're the front runners at this point. We're going to have to say the front runner, Tua Tagovailoa, plus 115. That's what the odds makers are saying. He's a plus 115. Second is Jalen Hurts with a plus 300. And he's tied Joe Burrows from LSU, plus 300. They're all tied for their second slot. Justin Fields from Ohio State, a plus 300. And then the fifth place person, we have Johnny Taylor from Wisconsin with a plus 1,200. Justin Herbert with a plus 6,000 out of Oregon. Jerry Jeudy with a plus 6,000 out of the University of Alabama. and Trevor Lawrence with a plus 7,000. Those are the candidates, and I'll repeat them. You have Tua at a plus 115, Jalen plus 300, Joe Burrows plus 300, Justin Field plus 300, Johnny Taylor plus 1,200. These are odds, mate. The odds on them winning. Justin Herbert plus 6,000, Jerry Jeudy plus 6,000, and Trevor Lawrence plus 7,000. These are the front runners for the Heisman Trophy at this point. Something will change because Joe Burrows and Tua have to go against each other on November the 9th. Again, it will be the game of the century. Just like one that will be transferred tomorrow, you have Michigan, the University of Michigan, taking on Penn State in a whiteout. So it's going to be an awesome game. If I'm not mistaken, Penn State is ranked number 7, going against 12 Michigan. So it should be an outstanding game tomorrow, and it's a primetime game. So check them out, ESPN, and it'll be an awesome time to see that. All right, let's look at Georgia and that big loss this last weekend. I'm going to call it big because Georgia was ranked number 3, and they lost to South Carolina. In that game, it kind of put a little damper on who would be the SEC Eastern Division champ. Now that brought Florida back up in the picture, as well as Missouri, and we wanted to know whether Georgia would be able to rebound. That's one of the things we want to talk about. I personally think they will play well. They'll play well against Auburn because they have Auburn. They have to go to Auburn, and they got to play really because then they play Florida in Jacksonville, a cocktail party. They try to change the name. Still a cocktail party. They're going to be awesome. A lot of people will be there if they continue both of them on and not losing another game. So we'll look forward to see that. So will they be able to rebound? They win the rest of the game. Talking about the University of Georgia. They can rebound and be the representative from the Eastern Division of the SEC and play against the Western Division champs. So Georgia can rebound it, but they have no room for error. They can't play a game where they got to kick a field goal to win a game. It can't be that because when you start talking about you getting messed around and win the SEC, you might be left out because there's 4 other undefeated teams or teams that have better skill than you have. So those are kind of things we want to look at, and that's why we wanted to talk about Georgia being able to rebound. I believe they can rebound. They have a chance. Now, if they lose another one, it's going to be hard because that'll be 2 losses. Right now, they have 1 loss, and it was to South Carolina, which South Carolina was 3 touchdown underdog. So that really hurts. That's a major loss. They can't rebound. All right, let's kind of move to our historical black colleges and universities spotlight. We had a major game played last weekend with Jackson State versus Alabama State. It was Jackson State homecoming. And Jackson State, some people said, why did you schedule Alabama State University for your homecoming? Normally we try to schedule a team that becomes our homecoming queen. And that we supposed to beat them, but that didn't happen. Alabama State was successful beating Jackson State over there in Jackson Memorial Stadium, 31-16, led by Adam Eaves. He's their third-string quarterback because both of their first and second-string quarterback got hurt. We had Sarah Pearson Jr. broke his leg in the first game. And then we had Davis had a head injury in it. The game against Alcorn, they lost over at Alabama State University. So our third-string quarterback is coming into the picture. Had an awesome game, threw for over 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, and ran for a touchdown. So that was a good pilot for him. A young man as a graduate student transferred from Mississippi Valley State. After spending 2 years in junior college out in Portland, Decatur, and played sparingly at Mississippi Valley, now he's a graduate student, and now he'll be the starting quarterback going into that classic that we're covering up. Also, the freshman newcomer of the week was Cotton Adams, a freshman out of Weetalker, Alabama, plays linebacker. He had 5 solo stops. He also led the team in tackles. The second consecutive week, he also had 4 knockdowns of the quarterback. So we'll give them a shout out as Cotton Adams and Adam E. So that's what we're talking about right there. We also had Grambling to avoid a 0-3 start against Alabama A&M. Grambling lost to, A&M lost to Grambling, and the score was 23-10. Kind of put it down because that gives A&M two losses. They lost to Pine Bluff, and now they lost to Grambling in the Eastern Division. That puts them in third place. Grambling was led by their outstanding linebacker, DeAndre McCarty, 5'10", 210-pound senior from Winsboro, Louisiana. He had an outstanding performance, had about 12 solo tackles, and that was awesome for him to be able to do. So we applaud him for having an awesome performance against Alabama A&M. All right, we also want to move forth, and like I said, we're going to talk about historical colleges and universities. We got to talk about what's coming up in that Majesty Classic. 78th Majesty Classic in Birmingham, Alabama, between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M on the 26th of October at 2:30. And it's going to be broadcast on ESPN3. It will be a delayed broadcast. Kickoff is, again, 2:30. Coach, come out. And this is 78th Majesty Classic. So they've been playing 78 times, and they had times when they didn't play in there. So that's a long time. That's one of the longest classes that been besides the Turkey Day classes. So, you know, it's going to be an outstanding game. If you're supporters of Alabama A&M, supporters of Alabama State University, you need to put your meat in the seat. I already checked the weather. It says we'll have a little light rain in the morning time, but it's going to be up to about 6 to 7, 69, almost 70 degrees. And it's supposed to have showers, but it's going to be in later in the afternoon or later in the evening. So it's going to be a good time to be in Birmingham next week at 2:30 for the 78th Majesty Classic. So be up there. Put your meat in the seat. So we look forward to seeing you up there. We'll be up there broadcasting live in regards to the outside tailgate activity. We're going to set up, and we're going to share some of our thoughts in regards to what's going on, what's going to be happening. Look at all the festivities. So we'll see you up there next Saturday in Birmingham, Alabama, for the 78th Majesty Classic. Now, we want to move forward and kind of look at some of the division leaders in the Southwest Athletic Conference. So far, we have in the Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference, you have Alcorn with a record of 3-0. In second place, you have Alabama State University with a record of 2-1 in the conference. Their only loss came, a real embarrassing loss, I would say, 35-7 to Alcorn at home. So they're going to have to work really hard, play, win all the games out, and just hoping someone else on that western side of the division, which they will get an opportunity to see. There's going to be a big game on the 26th of October between Southern and Alcorn. The game will be played in Alcorn. So Southern is the leader of the west side of it. In second place, you have University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. They are second place, and Southern is 3-0, and Pine Bluff is 2-1. So that's going to be a big game on the 26th at 2:30 as well. Down on the reservation in Lorman, Mississippi, Alcorn State University versus Southern. So that'll kind of see whether it's going to shake in for the second place team in the in both divisions, the East or the West. In the East, again, Alabama State University 2-1. They have to win their games before they can wait on somebody else to lose. And University of Arkansas Bluff is in the Western Division of Southwest Athletic Conference. All right, just to run and pay a few more bills, I want you to check this out. When you are anywhere close to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, traveling, I want you to be able to get you some real good soul food. Miss Anna's Soul Food, and you can check her out. She's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and you can give her a call. She's catering as well as takeout orders, and the number to give her a call at 215-554-5697. That's Miss Anna's, 215-554-5697. The best soul food above the Mason-Dixie line. So people say, what's that? It's a line drawn running through those states above Kentucky and right between Ohio, and it's an old history lesson, and she's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Check her out. If you're anywhere in that area and you need to get some soul food, call Miss Anna at 215-554-5697. So that's another bill we have to make sure we pay, but she also do takeouts as well as cater for you. All right, let's move forth and look at how the standings are in the SWAC. How the standings in the MEAC. We have in the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. You have Bethune-Cookman, who's leading the conference 5-1 and 3-0. Bethune-Cookman is located in Daytona Beach, Florida. You have North Carolina A&T, who's in second place. They are 4-1 and 2-0 in the conference. South Carolina State, that's 3-2, 1-1 in the conference. In the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, Eastern Division, you have Auburn State, they're 3-0, and Savannah State is 2-0. In the Western Division, you have Miles College in Birmingham, Alabama, 2-0. Central State out of Ohio, 1-0, and Tuskegee is 1-1. In the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, in the Northern Division, you have Bowie State, 3-0, Virginia State, 3-0, Virginia Union, 3-0. In the Southern Division, you have Fayetteville State, they're 3-0. So those are teams leading those various historical black colleges and universities. Now, highlight games for this weekend for the historical black colleges and university. And again, put your meat in the seat. If you're anywhere close to Central Alabama, big ball game, you have the number 2 seeded in the West, Central State, at Tuskegee, who's number 3. The game is kickoff. The kickoff is 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time in Tuskegee, Alabama. In the CIAA, you have Bowie State at Virginia State. Now, I just call out the leaders in the Northern Division. It's Bowie State, Virginia State, and Virginia Union all tied. So that's going to shake out. One of the losers is going to drop down. So you have that game kicking off at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you'll see some game up at Virginia State, up in Virginia. Also in the SWAC, you have on the 26th, as I stated, you have Southern at Alcorn on the 26th. The same time, they'll be playing the Magic City Classic in Birmingham, but Southern will be at Alcorn in Lorimer, Mississippi, and that's for 2:30 kickoff as well. And then Alabama A&M at Alabama State University, Magic City Classic at 2:30 on the 26th. And that's Central Standard Time. Both of those teams that's playing in the Magic City Classic will not have a game this weekend. They'll be having their game next weekend. So we look forward to seeing an outstanding in the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. You have a big ball game between North Carolina A&T and Alabama Florida A&M University. Give them the right respect. Florida A&M University, they're playing at down in Tallahassee, A&M, the time of the game is 6 o'clock kickoff. That's North Carolina A&T, who's sitting second in the MEAC, taking on the number 4 team, which is FAMU, at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time down in Tallahassee. So it's an awesome lineup, so check it out. And we look forward to making sure you check out one of those games. If that's in your area, a graduate of a historical black college and university, a fan, or either if you just, want to check out a game, there's a lot of games going on this weekend. If you want to just sit in front of your television and check those games out, that's great. We just want you to be a part of the sports world. We're giving you this vessel, which is just what we're sharing with you, and we want to make sure. I'm just stepping over, trying to touch each of those individuals that's joining us. All right, we're going to move to the high school, and we got two topics that we want to talk about. Now, this will be pertaining to the state of Alabama, because what we do, we pull out topics in each one of these states, because some of the states' rules are a little different. We're dealing with the Alabama High School Athletic Association on today. And then on Wednesday, we'll talk about Georgia and Florida on their eligibility rules. We're going to talk about enrollment as well as eligibility. Some people ask a question about what's the eligibility rules, what's the enrollment rule. Now, this is the enrollment rule. A student must be enrolled first 20 days of the semester to be eligible to participate in athletics. Now, let me put a little caveat on it. And they must have the 6 subjects and a 7 to be eligible to play football, basketball, any sports at a high school level. So, but they have to be enrolled the first 20 days of the semester. That could be the first semester, say, football. Second semester, it may be basketball, so they can enroll. Now, unless there's a waiver given in the state of Alabama for extenuating circumstances, I can't tell you what those circumstances are, but be wary of it. You must be enrolled and must attend school in those 20 days so you know they're actually in school to be eligible to participate in athletics in the state of Alabama, grades 7 through 12. So that's the topic. Now, bona fide move or transfer rule is the second thing we want to discuss. Some people are not clear on the transfer rule in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. You can change up and want to go to another zone because your child is not playing ball here unless you make a bona fide move. You just can't do that because even when you make the bona fide move, if you have that in West High School, I'm just using the high school, West High School zone, and you want to go over to East High School, you're going to have to take everything out of that home, state of Alabama, because they investigate it. They go check and see if you leave anything in there. They want to go inside there and see if they're there and move. Make sure you move into the new home in the new zone. That's how you can keep your eligibility when you transfer. You just can't pack up and kick that home over here on the West High School zone and then move into an apartment over in the East High School zone. It doesn't work like that. You become ineligible and you can't participate. The only way you can participate, you have to go back to your own school, that which will be West High School. I'm just giving you a high school, giving you a good example. One of the other things that the Central Board of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, these are a committee of coaches, administrators met to discuss how they do their counting toward classification. That's always been a big challenge. There were lawsuits filed recently as early as the outset last summer. There was a lawsuit filed by one of the schools down in Mobile because private schools were treated a little different than that classification. And they usually use the student in the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, even though high school is 9 through 12. But for a private school, every student's 1.5. Every public school student account 1. So that's the biggest challenge the lawsuit led to, but the court ruled that as a governing body, you as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, you agree or disagree, but you want to follow the rules. And I believe when you have rules, you have to follow rules and make sure you do that. So, but there was a vote taken to get this classification adjusted. The adjustment in the state of Alabama by that central board was that no longer would they count just 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. They would start counting 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. That will determine what class. There are 7 classes in the state of Alabama dealing with athletics. You have your smaller 1A class all the way up to your larger 7A, and they have a cutoff number to determine which one will be 1A, which one would be 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, and 7A. So that's a new thing that will go into effect and actually go into effect 2020 because it's reclassed every 2 years. We're now on the voting of 17, I'm sorry, 18. So you're going to this last season, this season, and next year, be looking at a new class. If your school was in a class that may have been, and you lost students, that you don't have as many students 9 through 12. Now, I'll give you the rationale why I think 9 through 12, because normally when a student gets to the 12th grade, your cohort is going to fall off just a little bit. And if you're counting those students that's rising 12th graders, rising 11th graders, rising 10th graders, the numbers begin to drop the further you get up and the higher you get up, meaning you get up to the 12th grade. But if you catch them, your numbers are always large when you come into 9th grade. Your classes coming from your feeder school in middle school to high school, the ninth grade number is always going to be large. Now, some of those ninth graders, when they get to be 12th grade, some are not going to be in school for whatever reason, transferred, moved out of state. So that was a good thing to move it to ninth, 10th, and 11th grade, determine your classification coming up in 2020. So we look forward to keep up with that and keep sharing thoughts about that. And I hope individuals continue to join me on Facebook, as well as those individuals on Twitter, because on Instagram somehow decided to want to go to sleep. But I know I hadn't been an hour. It's like 45 minutes. Have about 15 minutes to go. All right, so let's kind of touch base on the regional standing for the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Like I said, I'll come back next week in our Wednesday night show, and we'll talk about those individuals in Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi. We'll talk about their standings to see how they are. And we'll make sure we cover them throughout the rest of the fall season. All right. In the 7A and 6A, these are teams actually who had clinched a spot in the high school playoffs. And it's amazing this early. In the 7A, which is the largest class, Region 2, you have Central Phoenix City is the number one team in that region. Prattville High School is number two team. This is where they're seated. Auburn is number three. Auburn has two losses. Prattville has two losses. They have one loss, and it was to Central Phoenix City. Central Phoenix City have no losses. And the number four team is a local team out of Montgomery, Alabama, Robert E. Lee High School. They will be the fourth team. Now, this I now explain how the playoff is set up as we move forward. In the 6A, Region 2, now that's the only region that has a clear picture right now in Class 7A. That's the one. In 6A, it's total 16 regions. But Region 2 is the only region that's pretty much clear. There are some other ones I'm going to give some thought on, share some thoughts about it. But you have Eufaula, that's in Region 2, ranked number one. They'll be the top eight. You have Dothan High School will be the second seed. You have Sidney Lanier High School, the results of the Westside Classic last week, where Lanier beat Carver 14-13 in that big showdown. So they are third seeded. And the fourth seeded team right now is Carver High School of Montgomery. In Region 3, Stanhope Elmo is the top seeded team. They are undefeated in that region. Opelika is number two. Well, I'm sorry. Opelika is also tied with them. And have to play each other to determine that. So it's two teams that's number one up. That's Opelika with Stanhope Elmo and Opelika. And the number three team is Selma High School. They're ranked third in there. Then you have actually two teams tied third. You have Selma and Wetumpka is tied third. Now, when we start shaking it out, it'll be a number one, number two, number three, number four. But right now, since those teams that at the top is Stanhope, Elmore, and Opelika have to play each other, they're going to determine who be one and two. And for Selma and Wetumpka, when they play each other, they're going to determine who's three and four. So that's Region 3. All right, in the 4A region, which is Region 2, you have Catholic High School, won that region. And the second place team is Trinity Presbyterian High School in Montgomery. And in the third slot, you have two teams. You have Alabama Christian, and you have Hetland. So when they finish with that, we'll know what the three and four position will be. All right, in the 3A, you have in Region 2, you have Pike County sitting at the top of that region. Providence Christian is second. Geneva and Op is third. Till they play each other, we'll know who three and four will be. Region 3, Pike Road is at the top of that region. St. James is in the second slot along with Montgomery Academy. And in the fourth slot is Bullock County. And we'll applaud Bullock County. This is, as they said, best season since the 70s in football. So we'll applaud those individuals down in Bullock County. In the 2A Region 3, you have Island Homes sitting at the top of that region. Goshen is sitting in second slot tied with Luverne. And in the fourth slot, you have New Brockton. Region 4, you have Realtown sitting in the top spot. Region 2, 1A, you have Brantley. In the 1A now, we have Brantley sitting at the top. And you have Elba sitting second. And you have in the third slot, you have a tie between Fiorella and Kinston. And they're going to decide that as they play, as they come to the end of the season, which will be coming up in first weekend in November. And then you have in Region 4 of the 1A, you have Lynette sitting at the top with tied with Billingsley. And in the third slot, you have Notasunga. And the fourth slot, you have Watley. So those are the teams that make up the region and how we'll see them moving toward the playoffs. This is how it's set up. If you're in a region, if Region 1 and 7A play Region 2, the first place team plays the fourth place team, second place team plays the third place team, and then third place team play that. And, you know, you kind of move it now to 1-4. Okay, just remember that 1-4 is going to be. And that'll be from that region, whatever region is. Region 1 will play Region 2, or it could play Region 3. But the first place team always plays the fourth place team in the next region, which could be Region 2 or Region 3. And that's how go all over the football playoff for the state of Alabama. And, you know, it's a great time to be in sports. Like I said, for the love of championship football, we're getting ready for some championship football. So we look forward to being here to share this with you. Talking Sports Plus is the producer of Balling with the Doc, and we're so glad to have that opportunity. So what we want to do now is give a shout-out to those individuals who took time to join us, and I want to give you a call out. If you say you don't feel like you're supposed to be on here, I appreciate you joining us. Sometimes we at work, and sometimes we be on our Facebook, but it's all right. I'm not calling you out like that, but I appreciate you joining us. It is good to be able to do it. Now, before I give that call out, I have one more promo I want to run right quick, and that's Blast Aerobics on Monday and Wednesday at 5:30 Central Standard Time at Alabama State University. It's open to the public, open to the faculty, staff, and students. It's free. It's going to be in the Lockhart Gymnasium. Contact Karan Nissi White on Facebook. That's every Monday and Wednesday at 5:30. You say, what is Blast Aerobics? It works. You got a combination of everything. You have aerobics. You have fitness. You have yoga. You have dance. You have all of that included in that. And you have a process. That's 5:30 on Monday and Wednesday at Alabama State University in Lockhart Gym. And try to contact Karan Missy White. She's the teacher in that class, the instructor, and check her out on Monday and Wednesday. All right, let's give a shout out to those individuals that's joining us on Facebook. We have poet, is it Justin Muhammad? Marvin Swift, thank you, Marvin. Lala, thank you, Lala. Thank you so much for joining us. Miranda Mills, thank you, Miranda. We have Melba Pope Wright. Thank you, Melba. Maria Encarnacho. Thank you so much. Monique Steinboy. Thank you, Monique, so much. You say happy Friday. Happy Friday to you. And I do appreciate you joining us, Monique. It's just dear to my heart to know that you take time and check us out. But we're partying hard on Friday night, tonight, at Ren's Wing. From 7 to 12, you're able to get yourself, check it out. DJ Big Ox will be there. Get you the best wings in Montgomery. You know, the spaces are limited, the seats are limited, as well as parking. So get there early. Check it out, Monique. Cynthia Johnson, thank you, Cynthia, for joining us. Trish Marsh, thank you, Trish. And one of my former ball players down at McKenzie, Anthony Bigat Rudolph. Played football and basketball for me at McKenzie School. It was McKenzie High School down in Butler County, south of Montgomery. So, Big Ant, thank you for joining us. He just had a birthday recently as well, just like I did. Big Ant, we'll say a happy late birthday to you as well. Lydian Porch. Thank you, Lydian, for joining us. Yvonne Pryor Anderson, thank you for joining us. Erod Edwin Pritchard, thank you, Erod, for joining us. And last but not least, Katrina Felders. Katrina down there. Katrina, give you a shout out. I'm going to come through Atlanta Highway Walmart. You got to let me know. Give me a shout out. I'm going to give you a shout out, Katrina, because, you know, I appreciate you joining us on a regular basis. And it's good. But if you have to do any shopping, check out Walmart. Wally World is there. Check it out. It has everything you can ask for. But while you're there, you might see Katrina. Give her a holler. Katrina Felder. Thank each and every one of you all joining us. We also had one or two that was on Instagram and Twitter, but sometimes they disappear. Also, I want to give a shout out and offer from a request from one of the listeners. That's Miss Anna out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She is asked us to keep her son in prayer. That's Carlosa Davenport. She's going through a great attack in Philadelphia with something, I'm going to say, health-wise, or just dealing with individual, and God got him. And we're going to pray for him to be successful, pray for him to deal with all those attacks he's having on him, as well as for you too, as well, Anna Carter. So it is awesome to have you to join us, but, you know, make sure you visit her in Philadelphia. Give her a call if you want to get some soul food. That's Miss Anna Soul Food. And the number you can call is 215-554-5697. It's time to end our show now, and I appreciate you joining us. Let me share that on Monday we'll have our Talking Real to You. We're going to be focusing on mental health. And my co-host for the Monday show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, those individuals that join me, that's out of the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, that's Scarlett H. Black. She'll be joining as a co-host. We also have out of the state of Georgia, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Then out of the state of Alabama, we have Lauren D. Smith. Lauren, my daughter, make up the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country. And we're so proud of it. We're going to say it in the world because we'll be heard in 15 countries. This production, this company, the Smith Way Production Company, with all the shows, which we have 7 shows, is heard all over the world in 15 countries. And we're so proud. That's including the United States as well. Also, we just had join us on Facebook, Dwayne, that's Coach Dwayne Thigpen. I work with Coach Thigpen down at Hainville Middle School, and I do appreciate you, Dwayne, joining us. I know you just got off work teaching our young people, giving them an opportunity to be successful, and you're joining us, and I do appreciate you joining us. As I was saying, we have those shows on Monday night. We have at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, but at 7 o'clock we have a pre-show, and that's one of our shows at 7 o'clock being heard on Facebook. We broadcast Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. So you can join us at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we'll just set as a preview show for our primetime show at 8 o'clock. Keeping it real. Keep it real. Now, talking, we're going to keep it real. We're going to come at you hard, talking real to you. I'm the host, and those are my co-hosts. And we'll come back on Wednesday with Talking Sports Plus, and it'll be and you can join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But we have a preview show, so it's kind of one of our shows at 7 o'clock. It's Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 7 o'clock Central Standard Time for our preview show. It's good to have you join us. It's so exciting. It's Friday. It's time for you to have a weekend. It's time to have a ball, man. All you got planned. You know, it's Thursday. I always start the weekend. For you all that didn't work yesterday and you started your weekend, that's good to see. But Friday, if you're in the local area of Central Alabama, Montgomery area, check out Brin's Wing at 3133 Bell Road, Montgomery, Alabama. Doing the ones and two will be our favorite DJ. That's DJ Big Ox. And if you need to communicate with him about doing things for you, weddings or parties, you can give him a call. You can give him a call at 201, which is air code 334-201-0767. That's 201 with the area code of 334-201-0767. you're a big Alex call. He's ready to work for you, but he's there every Tuesday and Friday night at Brian's Wings. Got the best wings in town. You have to be get there by 7 o'clock because they start up at 7. Seating and parking is limited. So we're about ending this thing. I appreciate each and every one of you all joining us. And it's awesome to have this opportunity. This is a vessel that God has let us share the word. We had some outstanding topics today for the love of championship football. But as I tell everybody, keep on grinding. That's my hashtag. And then I also tell everybody, communicate for understanding. And last but not least, thank you for joining us. We're about to conclude the show, but I do appreciate you joining us. You have a great weekend, each and every one of you all. And, you know, so we make it do what it do. And it's